to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z on Naked Radio. Tonight we have a special show for you. It's going to be techno and ambient music inspired by the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, author of The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, The Silmarillion, Unfinished Tales, The Children of Húrin, and much, much more. Right now you're listening to Andolf by Shadowrun, a.k.a. Alarin. After this, we'll have a little techno kind of ambient mix piece. Mordor by Dolman Roland. And some Basic, Jeff Anvik, M Squared from Germany, and much, much more in the next 2 hours of the Synthetic Zen Show. By the way, if you wish to instant message me, feel free to do so. I'm on ICQ. 1244-86403 for ICQ. For those who prefer Yahoo, it's Naked Radio. For those who like Hot MSN, it's nakedradio@hotmail.com. And if you're AOL user, AIM, it's Naked Radio NR. I'm also in the irc.merp.com internet relay chat room, as well as the irc.tolkiengateway.net internet relay chat room. Broadcasting to you live from Spokane, Washington, the great northwest of the U.S. of A., on the North American continent of the planet Earth and the solid one solar system, the Milky Way galaxy, this universe, and who knows how many other multiverses. Reading here from the Tolkien Ensemble with Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee played Saruman in the Peter Jackson films.
Under the sky, 7 for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, 9 for mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie, 1 ring to rule them all, 1 ring to find them, 1 ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor, where the shadows lie.
Start the show out with a beat and get mellower and mellower as we go. Although, it might be a little bit more mixed since we're doing a themed show tonight. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is a special show dedicated to music inspired by the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, specifically ambient and techno music. That includes offshoots such as industrial, etc. Some of you might recognize some of the audio clips from this particular mix as coming from the Ralph Bakshi film, Lord of the Rings. Little clips here and there mixed in with the industrial music here. Autumn with Overture, Forge of Sauron. This is a quote from the artist. The overture carries us on a musical journey from the creation of the Ring of Power and through Gollum's tenure until it finally comes to rest with Bilbo. Sauron's theme makes its first menacing appearance here. This is from the 2001 album by Mostly Autumn, music inspired by The Lord of the Rings. for another reading by Christopher Lee, who played Saruman in Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings films. This is with the Tolkien Ensemble from their 2002 At Dawn in Rivendell album. This is Malbeth the Seer's Words.
A long shadow, westward reaching wings of darkness. The tower trembles to the tombs of kings. Doom approaches. The dead awaken, for the hour is come for the oath. At the stone of Erech they shall stand again, and hear there a horn in the hills ringing. Whose shall the horn be? Who shall call them from the grey twilight? The forgotten people. The heir of him to whom the oath they swore. From the north shall he come, need shall drive him. He shall pass the door to the paths of the dead.
That's Christopher Lee with the Tolkien Ensemble. The reading of Malbeth the Seer's Words. Now we have Jeff Anvik and The Hobbit's Revenge.
Hello.
listening to the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z right here on NEKKID Radio with a special tribute to J.R.R. Tolkien and his works. This is techno and ambient music inspired by the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, including The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, The Silmarillion, and much more. You've been listening to Jeff Anvik, The Hobbit's Revenge. Now we have M Squared, a German group, The Cry of Morgoth, with some excerpt. A reading of the Silmarillion mixed in with it. Oh, wait, no. First we have Basic with Moria, then we'll have M Squared with Cry of Morgoth. Squared, a German company, with Cry of Morgoth. This is from their 2003 War of Sound album. It's capital letter M to the power of 2, M squared. They're also known as Square Meter.
German electronic group.
Morgoth in that hour was the greatest and most dreadful that was ever heard in the northern world. The mountains shook, and the earth trembled, and the rocks were riven asunder. The cry of Morgoth in that hour was the greatest and most dreadful that was ever heard in the northern world. In that hour was made a darkness, and seemed not lack, but a thing with being of its own, for it was indeed made by malice out of light. The cry of Morgoth in that hour was the greatest and most dreadful that was ever heard in the northern world. In that hour was made a darkness, and seemed not lack, but a thing with being of its own, for it was indeed made by malice out of light. The cry of Morgoth in that hour was the greatest and most dreadful that was ever heard in the northern world.
Thank you.
there was made a darkness. It seemed not black, the thing would be eternal, for it was indeed made by malice out of light. The cry of Morgoth in that hour was the greatest and most dreadful that was ever heard in the mortal world. In that hour was made a darkness. It seemed not black, but a thing with being of its own, for it was indeed made by malice out of light. The cry of Morgoth in that hour was the greatest and most dreadful that was ever heard in the northern world.
There was Lamath, the ice wastes of Forachel. You can hear the cry of Sauron almost, Morgoth from there almost. Then we have the War of Wrath and Blind Guardian as well. Now we're going to get a little more upbeat again with Dominator, the Lord of the Rings techno mix. And we'll have some more Basak, Gandalf, Morgan the Bard, Akelabeth, and much more. You're listening to a special edition of the Synthetic Zen Show on Naked Radio, dedicated to Tolkien and his works, and this particular show is techno, ambient, industrial music, etc.
The field is lost. Everything is lost. The Black One has fallen from the sky. The towers in ruins lie. The enemy is within, everywhere, and with him the light. Soon they will be here. Go now, my lord, while there is time. There are places below.
And you know them too. I release thee. Go. My servant you'll be for all time.
As you command, my king.
I had a part in everything. Twice I destroyed the light and twice I failed. I left ruin behind me when I returned, but I also carried ruin with me. She, the mistress of her own lust.
Thank you. Thank you. biohazard to quarantine.
You are now my guest. Forever.
And the best virtual performance is...
Okay. Gollum, Lord of the Rings, 2000.
Hi everybody, my name's Andy Serkis and I'm delighted to receive this award on behalf of everybody who brought Gollum to life. Can't actually be with you this evening because we're down in New Zealand completing more shots on Gollum for Return of the King. I'm actually in the motion capture studio where we do a lot of Gollum. I would like to say a big thank you to all the MTV fans, to the Lord of the Rings fans and to everybody who worked on Gollum. It is a complete marriage of skills.
You're a liar! And the thief, it's mine. I won it. It was me. The Elves won because of me.
And me, on TV, is my friend. My friend.
You don't have any friends. Nobody likes you.
Will I Gary likes me.
Gary. Gary's a f***ing f***.
That's enough, Gollum.
Piss off, Circus, you stupid fat with his f***ing turd.
I'm not fat.
We're not going to thank anyone, though. No, no. Not you, not MTV, and not those pigs of pushing pendants of Wacky Digital. And Peter Jackson, my precious. Who do you think you are, you f***ing hack? Shame on you. Shame on you. Go f*** yourself.
No, listen. No, listen.
Frankly, nothing can compensate for the long hours of low pay and miserable experience we've had making this f***ing movie. And if you think dirty little tub of gold popcorn is going to remotely make up for everything we've suffered, you're sadly f***ing mistaken. You're all bastards! MTV sucks! We hate you all! Goodbye.
Welcome to tonight's homecoming queen.
That was just a little clip there. with Andy Serkis and his alter ego, Gollum Smeagol. Now we have another one from Basic. This is the Valar 2001 remaster. Before the little humorous piece with Gollum, a brief bit from Blind Guardian and Captured. And prior to that was Toll from their Anarchy album with Strings of Mordor. After this we'll have a little thing, it's barely Tolkien related, it's a stretch, but it's Mithril Mines from the soundtrack for the video game Chocobo Racing. But hey, it's Mithril Mines. That's heavily influenced by the works of Tolkien, whether they knew it or not. After that, we'll have Gandalf with Galadriel's Mirror. And some Morgan the Bard, a Kelbeth, a little more Basic, and much more right here on a special tribute to J.R.R. Tolkien and his works. This is music inspired by him in the style of techno, industrial, and ambient music. Right here on the Synthetic Zen Show, right here on NEKKID Naked Radio.
this, we'll have Akalabeth, Star of Eärendil, all that little more Basak and Gandalf, then some Uruk-hai and Zafrumi, and much more. The second hour of the Synthetic Zen Show, right here on Naked Radio. Tuning in, this is a special edition of the Synthetic Zen Show. It's music inspired by the works of J.R.R. Tolkien, specifically techno, industrial, and ambient music for the most part.
Thank you.
That's Gandalf with... Now we have Uruk-hai with Moria from the 2005 album. It's a bunch of ambient pieces he mixes together. I believe this guy's up somewhere in Scandinavian land up there. Has a lot of these very mellow ambient style pieces. Some of them are very much influenced by Tolkien, not only the name of his himself, the artist, but many of the titles. There's one that he did a musical version without the lyrics of May It Be, but mixed in other Tolkien pieces with it as well. After this, we'll have Zafrumi. They're an interesting group. I think they're out of Australia, but I could be wrong on that. I'll have to double check that. Anyway, they did an entire album in Orkish, and so it's from... They tell stories of the oppression of those terrible elves and such from the Orcus perspective. And this is one... It'll be one of their mellower pieces. It's more of just an ambient piece than musical, but it's kind of interesting. You'll see what I mean. Listening to Uruk-hai, but coming up next is Zafrumi, and I wanted to read to you. This is the band's website explains the context of their album thusly. Influenced by the Uruk-hai and their language, the artists started the project now known as Zafrumi. Jashum Ushatar Uglach is the first album from Zafrumi and is quite different from the normal fantasy-inspired albums out there. Using theatrical dialogue and spoken entirely in Orcish, the album tells the tale of a clan of orcs caught in their struggle against a mighty vampire lord. A translation of the dialogue is included in the booklet, so those who do not know Orcish, and most people don't, still know what is happening and what the orcs are saying as the storyline progresses. So, by the way, if you're ever role-played in Middle-earth, this will really catch your attention the next part. The Orcish tongue Zafrumi uses appears to be influenced by the Orcish dictionary in Iron Crown Enterprises' Empire of the Witch King from their 1989 version. A linguistic analysis of this invented language may be found on the archives page of the Other Hands website and magazine. Issue number 3, Scandinavian Influences on Orcish. By the way, MERP.com has archived with permission all of the Other Hands issues available in PDF format. So, if you're a Tolkien fan and that sounds interesting, you can read a little bit more about it. And they are a Swedish group, I was sorry. I think it's a heavy metal group. It's out of Australia. It did a similar thing, but in heavy metal. So this is a coming up next, Zafrumi, out of Sweden, from the album Jashum Ushatar Uglach. And the one I'll be playing for you will be Zashulg. Thank you.
Moria. You're listening to a special edition broadcast of the Synthetic Zen Show, dedicated to the works of J.R. Tolkien, specifically music inspired by his works in the styles of techno, industrial, and ambient music. Broadcasting to you live this Sunday, 6:25 a.m., October the 8th, 2006. That's Universal Time, by the way. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show right here on Naked, N-E-K-K-I-D, Radio.
Attraverso i tuoi occhi, guarda te attraverso i miei, e se non vedi nulla, non inventare
una cosa segreta, perché questo silenzio, Italian Dark Wave with Alberian Estelle, 1999 album.
Ma non muto, intimorito forse, ma non vuoto, di certo silenzioso, ma pervaso di un sottile spirito di fuoco, in cui nulla è perso, e nemmeno semplicemente riflesso. Ma è lì dove lo vedi, in attesa forse di capire.
pleasures of my remembrance. I will be able to feel this enchantment and fill the silence with songs and voices. Don't leave me until the last drop of life. And then only shining dew shall reflect the azure wastelands where free birds fly. Be a part of the game. The everlasting becoming. This is my promise to myself. This is my holy hope. To die in the stars of my heart.
On the theme of Gebrek, click, kick, tick, I can't, Gebrek, Likheit, some facsimile thereof. This is normally a black metal group, but this is one of their mellower pieces of recordings, not the greatest, it's off of an old album, but hopefully gets through okay.
Thank you.
Steel from the 2001 album Odonata. You're listening to a special edition of the Synthetic Zen Show, dedicated to music inspired by the works of J.R. Tolkien, specifically styles of music such as techno, trance, industrial, and ambient music, right here on Naked Radio. With Tenuvial, now we have Green Sun with Lorien Dreams. After this, we'll have Anuar and the Fall of Gil-galad. Thank you.
of him the harper sadly sing. The last of the realm was fair and free, between the mountains and the sea. His sword was long, his lance was keen, his shining helm far was seen. The countless stars of heaven's fields were mirrored in his silver shield. But long ago he rode away, and where he dwelleth none can say, for into darkness fell a star in Mordor, where shadows are. But long ago
Part 2 from their 1984 Tale from a Long Forgotten Kingdom. You're listening to the Synthetic Zen Show on Naked Radio.
Thank you. Ai lauri elantar lassi surine, ignar un ottinar ver ramar alloron, ignar velinti julmar vanier mior mar delissi miru voriva, andun ne pella vardo telmar nulluini jassen tintelar jeleni, o mario aeritare lirine. Si mani yuldan inden quantuva, an si den talle varra oio lossio ve fagna maria telentari ortene, arigli tia rundullave lumbole a sindano riello caita morni e falma linna rimbe mettar hissie un tuppa calachiglio miri oiele. Si vannuna, romello vannu a valimar. Na marie, na hiru valie valimar, na elie hiruva, na marie.
And that was the Professor J.R. Tolkien himself reading the Marie. This is a rendition of it by Myrddin, Lady Galadriel na Marie. Up to the show, however, needed somebody to check in to hand off to, and nobody seems to be around, so might be doing a little overtime on tonight's show. It's better to do that than to give you any dead air. Couldn't have that. So I'm done with the techno and ambient, sort of. I'll still squeeze in some more ambient by Gandalf and others, but it'll all be mellow music the rest of the way. Right now I'm playing Annie Lennox from The Turn of the King. Use well the days. We'll do a double shot of Annie Lennox from the same movie. Go from Use Well the Days to... Oh, wait, I accidentally put Use Well the Days. Do that, I meant to put Into the West. Let me replace that. Let me... In the dictionary, if you look up the word redundant... By the way, just to clarify, the previous song...
with Tolkien reading Namárië, followed by Mirrodin and Lady Galadriel Namárië. Namárië is Elvish, not Celtic, just to clarify. I guess I confused a few people about that. After this, we'll have a Finnish group, which apparently Quenya, the Elvish tongue of the High Elves, was based heavily on Finnish. I'm half Finnish, half Irish myself. This group is Esivu Vuarela, the Ira Luostarinen and Rajatan with Namárië, another rendition of it. Then we'll have another piece from Gandalf, this will be Garden of Illusions, Part 3. We'll have much, much more until I can find somebody to take over the airwaves here on Naked Radio.
What are these tears upon your face? Soon you will see all of your fears will pass away, safe in my arms. You're only sleeping. What can you see?
Someone to take over the airwaves, but since I promised a couple more songs, I'll squeeze in two more before calling it a night. Up next is the Finnish group with Namárië, then we'll wrap it up with Gandalf and Garden of Illusions, Part 3.
Ailaur ielant,
Here with Gandalf and Garden of Illusions Part 3 before I hand it off to DJ Otto, that's an automatic. This is from the Tale from a Long Forgotten Empire 1984 album by Gandalf. Hope you've enjoyed the show. I very much enjoyed putting it on the airwaves for you. If you missed the first part of the show, it will be available for download in MP3 format from my website at www.thesyntheticzenshow.com or more simply www.synthzen.com. I'm here every Sunday, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Universal Time, here in the Pacific Time Zone. That translates as Saturday nights, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And be sure to check out the programming for the 30-plus live DJs here on Naked Radio at www.nekkidradio.com. There's forums, events, and much more posted there, so be sure to swing by.
know, this is Dr. Z in the Synthetic Zen Show for Naked Radio, calling it a night, signing off and wishing you and yours, wherever you may be well. Namarie.